临近了。
We know that our election day is at hand.
我们按照圣经的教导，我们为在上掌权的，我们为万民祷告。
According to the teaching of the Bible, we pray for those in power, and we pray for those all the nations people.
让我们在地上可以平安，可以敬虔的度日。
So that we can live our life in godly life and also in peace.
当然，愿神赐给我们有这样的信心，让我们真的知道是神在一切事情上面掌权。
Of course, we all ask us give us this genuine faith that we know God's in charge in everything.
当然，我们也都知道我们自己的愚昧、我们自己的卑微和渺小，上帝的智慧高过我们的智慧，就像天高过地。
So we understand our own ignorance, our own insignificance, and God's wisdom is far surpass our wisdom. It's just like heaven on earth.
但是我们知道，我们所信的神是平安的神。
But we know that our God that we trust is the God to give us peace.
所以我们愿神的旨意成就。
So we may the will of God be done.
当然，我们知道。我们最重要的身份，每一个基督徒最最重要的身份，不可以忘记的身份，我们是天国的子民。
Of course, the other things we have to remind us that the most important status of a Christian is that we are heavenly citizen.
我们的国籍，我们的家乡，在天上。
Our nationality and our home, eternal home, is at heaven.
当然，我们同样也知道，我们同样也是这地上的公民。
Of course, we also remind us we are the citizen on this earth.
我们作为地上的公民，我们就要履行公民的责任。比如说现在，你投票是公民的责任。
And as an earthly citizen, you have your own responsibility. For example, right now to vote is your responsibility as a citizen.
当然，你有权去使用这样的这种权利，你也有权不使用这样的权利。
As your responsibility, you have the right to use this rights, and you have the right to not use this right.
我希望我们每一个弟兄姊妹都有这样的信心，每一个在真正重生得救的人，圣灵在我们的心里，在每一个弟兄姊妹的心里。
I pray that every of us, every born again Christian, we have this Holy Spirit in our heart.
圣灵会带领我们。
The Holy Spirit will lead us.
但是我们今天在神的教会
，Today in God's church，
所以我们思想神国的事情
，So we think about the things in heaven。
我们也尊重每一个弟兄姊妹，你们去如何行使或者不行使你在地上公民的责任。
And we also respect all the brothers and sisters and your right to exercise or not exercise your rights as a earthly citizen。
我们也相信，无论你如何去使用你的权利，或者准确的说，你投票给谁，我们先相信，如果你是真正一个重生得救的人，圣灵会光照你。
And we believe that we also trust that as long as you are born again Christian, and no matter how you exercise your right, vote for the simple way, vote this guy, vote that guy, and I believe the Holy Spirit will lead you.
教会。是真理的柱石和根基。
And the church is the pillar of truth and the foundation.
这真理是永恒的真理。
And the truth we talk about is eternal truth.
这真理是神的话语。
And the truth is the word of God.
这世上的一切都会过去。
All the things on this earth will pass away.
任何的政权，任何的国家，这地上的一切都会过去，天地都会废去。
All the power, all the nations, everything, heaven and earth will pass away.
但是我们在这里谈论的是永恒不变上帝的道，这是教会做的事情。
But what we talk about here is the word of God will never change. That's what the church is supposed to do.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你。赐下你的独生爱子，你寻找，你拯救我们。
Thank you, you send your son. You come to seek us, to save us.
感谢圣灵 住在我们每一个得救的人心里。
Thank you that God gave the Holy Spirit to each one of us being saved.
神对每个人的带领是不一样的。
And God have a different lead to other every people.
但是旨意是不变的。
But God's eternal will will never change.
啊，我们现在我们按照圣经的教导，我们为在上掌权的，为万民祷告。
Right now, according to the Bible, we pray for those in power.
啊，我们看到我们自己软弱，我们自己的渺小，我们自己的卑微。
May you let us to see our ignorance, may you see our insignificance, and
愿神保守我们，让我们活在这平安的时候，让我们可以在地上可以平安敬虔的度日。
May the Lord keep us.Give us the peace so we can live on this earth and live peacefully.
我们也为美国的大选来祷告。
We pray for this country and for the election.
我们愿神的旨意成就。
May the will of God to be done.
为无愿意，无论这个旨意是符合我们的期望，或者不符合我们的期望。
No matter what happens, it meets our expectation or not.
愿神给我们每一个人有这样的信心。
May that God give us, each one of us have such a faith.
让我们真正的、确定的知道神在一切事情上面掌权。
And knowing and assured that God is in charge in everything.
神的智慧高过我们的智慧。
God's wisdom is above us.
但是神应许我们，神叫万事相互效力，叫那爱神的人得益处。
God has promised us we want everything work together for the benefit of those who love Him.
我们的责任不是去猜测，甚至不是去要求上帝该怎么做，上帝会怎么做。
Our responsibility is not to guess or even ask what God should do or should not do.
我们的责任是做一个爱神的人。
Help us to become a person who loves God.
这样我们就能得益处。
And we will have the benefit.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天还是再次来思想约翰福音的经文。
Today we'll continue to study the book of John, the passage from the book of John.
我们还是继续来思想。耶稣和这个撒玛利亚打水妇人之间这段对话，以及接下来发生的事情。
Let's continue to study that event that Jesus has the conversation with Samaritan woman and the things happened after that.
我们一起可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们来读约翰福音四章27-42.
You can look at the screen. Let's read together today's scripture. It's found in the book of John chapter 4 verse 27-42.
约翰福音四章27起，当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦， 你们享受他们所劳苦的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我们的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。面对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
My Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your word through the Bible.
让我们借着圣经的话语来认识神，来认识主耶稣基督。
So through the word of God, we can know God and know Jesus Christ.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp of our feet, the light of our path.
也成我们生命的粮食。
And become the bread of our life.
因为主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Because Jesus said, people live is not by food alone, but by the word of God.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen. 门徒带着食物回来，看到耶稣和一个撒玛利亚人妇人说话。
And the disciples they brought food and come back and they saw Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman.
然后门徒感到很惊讶，他们心里说：“哎，耶稣为什么跟一个撒玛利亚妇人说话？”
And the disciples felt like kind of pretty surprised why Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
因为撒玛利亚人在犹太人心中是非常这个低贱和污秽的。
So, but Samaritan in Jews' eye, they are considered very filthy and inferior.
但是呢，门徒心里虽然感到很惊讶，但他们却没有任何人问耶稣：“你跟那个女人说什么？”
And even they are very surprised, but the disciples, none of them has actually asked Jesus, "Hey, what do you talk to her?"
所以，这让我们看见这些门徒一点不 care.
So it seems like those disciples really don't care.
根本不在乎这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And they don't care about this Samaritan woman.
根本不在乎他耶稣跟他讲什么或者没讲什么。那么，在他们眼中，这个女人没有任何的价值。
They don't care that what Jesus talked to him, what they said, and basically there's no value of this Samaritan woman in the disciples' sight.
然后他们就请耶稣来吃他所门徒所带来的食物。
They basically ask Jesus to come to eat the food that the disciple bought for him.
耶稣说已经吃过了。
And Jesus said, "Hey."
这就是我们上一次主日信息所思想，耶稣的食物就是遵行天父上帝的旨意，做他的工。
This is the point that we studied the last Sunday, that Jesus' food is to do the work of God.
接下来耶稣说，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
And then we come to today's saying, Jesus basically talked to the disciples, said, do you guys say there's 4 months until the time of harvest, but I tell you,field is already white.
所以耶稣这句话什么意思呢？
So what that Jesus is saying?
耶稣在这里其实就是用一个比喻，就是说农夫从撒种到收割，在当时那个中东地区、巴勒斯坦地区，你肯定要至少四个月。
So basically, Jesus used a kind of parable, basically using the practice that the farmers know at that region.The Middle East Palestinian place, the farmers plant them, sow a seed, and then take 4 months to harvest. And of course, this is not time to reap.
但是耶稣却说，哎呀，不要去管那些，现在就可以收了，庄稼已经好了。
And then Jesus basically says, don't think about the 4 months. The harvest, the field is okay now. You can harvest.
所以我们从上面耶稣所说的话，他的食物就是做上帝的工，这就是耶稣的食物。
So if we think about what Jesus said before, he said his food is do the work of God.
所以我们就会知道，耶稣在这里其实并不是讲的，这是真正的去撒种和收割。耶稣是讲的做神的工。
So from that, we know that Jesus here, what Jesus mentioned, is not really truly farmer to sow the seed and to harvest. He is talking about do the work of God.
做神的工，什么时候你都可以撒种，也什么时候都有可能收割。
So if you do work of God, anytime you can sow, anytime it could be, anytime you can harvest.
耶稣给那个撒玛利亚妇人那番谈话，可以说耶稣就撒下一个福音的种子在这个妇人心里。
So you can think about it when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, and it's just like Jesus sowed God's seed of gospel to this woman in this woman's heart.
然后哪里知道很快就丰收了，这个妇人带着全城的人过来都见耶稣。
And then you can see the effect is immediately actually the woman actually like go to the, bring the whole city, town.To Jesus, people from the town to Jesus.
这是完全没有人没有办法去想象，完全不可能发生的事情，在人类眼中看，就是现在他不可能收获这么多人来信靠耶稣啊。
So basically, in people's eye, this is kind of impossible. It just preach the gospel, and then suddenly so many people come to Jesus to believe in Jesus.
但是耶稣说，现在就死了。
And but Jesus said, now it's time to reap.
所以耶稣在这里其实告诉我们什么呢，在人来看，哎呀，传福音啊，尤其是给这些人传福音，那简直是不可能啊，不可能有收获的。
So what Jesus teaches a lesson here is that sometimes we think, oh, this preach the gospel to this group, especially to this group of people, it will be so difficult. It's very hard to reap the fruit of your labor.
啊，这些人心都是坚硬的石头啊，没有办法去给他传福音，是永远看不到果效的。
And this group of people, their heart is so hardened that they're not very good to take the gospel. You probably never see the effect.
那耶稣说不要这样想。
But Jesus said, don't think it that way.
意想不到的盛大的丰收就可能会发生。
And you could have things you cannot imagine, and the great harvest you can have that.
撒玛利亚人在当时的人看是一个非常不适合去传讲上帝真道、上帝的话语的地方。
In that time, Samaritan, those group of people, it's not very good group of people that you can preach the word of God.
因为撒玛利亚人呢，是一些以色列人跟异族人、外邦人混血的后裔。
Because Samaritan people, they are actually a group of people, they have an interracial marriage of Jew with the Gentiles.
然后他们不仅是血统已经混杂了，他们的信仰也混杂了。
So they are not only have the, because of the interracial marriage, their blood is kind of mixed, and their beliefs also kind of mixed with Gentiles' belief.
在那个时候，大多数人，撒玛利亚人不再相信真神上帝，他们有很多这种异教拜偶像的信仰在他们当中。
At that time, the Samaritan actually, most of the people of the Samaritan actually, they no longer believe a single God. A lot of them actually come to the practice of idol worship.
所以犹太人看他们是污秽，看他们是低贱。
So basically, Jews view them as a filthy and like that.
然后呢？犹太人跟撒玛利亚人也彼此为仇很多很多年，他们互相不来往。
And they don't actually communicate with each other. They don't contact each other. They almost like enemy to each other.
所以这就是门徒看到耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人讲话，门徒感到心里很奇怪。
That's why those disciples, when they saw Jesus talk to a Samaritan woman, that they feel very strange.
浪费时间。
It's kind of waste of time.
白做工。
And this waste your effort.
他这样的一个撒玛利亚人怎么可能听耶稣，怎么可能听你的呢？
And such a Samaritan, how can he listen to you, a Jew?
这里撒种怎么可能收割呢？
If you sow here, how can you reap?
但耶稣告诉我们，你看，现在是什么？现在就是丰收。
And but Jesus actually pointed to the disciples and said, look, What is this? This is the reap. This is the harvest.
我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们，就在耶稣跟门徒对话的这个时候，这个撒玛利亚人已经把全城的人都要带到耶稣这里来啊。
We can see just in the conversation between disciple and Jesus, and the Samaritan woman actually bring the people to the whole town come to Jesus.
然后这些人听到这个女人说的见证，这些人说都我们都要亲眼去看一下。
And when those people they hear what the testimony that woman gives, and they all say that we want to see it for our own eyes.And then basically, Jesus talked to the disciples and said, Look, this is the time to reap. So, what Jesus here says, anytime is a time to sow, anytime.Could be a harvest, and maybe the time you even not imagine.
我们还记得，当耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人这方单独谈话之前呢，耶稣还跟另外一位有一次单独的长谈。
If you remember that before that Jesus have this one-to-one conversation with the Samaritan woman, he had another one-to-one conversation with another person.
有没有弟兄们还记得那个人是谁
？Does anyone remember?Who is that person?
尼哥底母
It's a Nicodemus.
犹太人的官
He is the ruler of Jews.
法利赛人律法师
Pharisees and the scribes.
然后教导犹太人旧约圣经的这样的一个
He is a teacher to teach the Old Testament to Jews.
德高望重
He is an honorable person in the society.
他深夜来找耶稣，对耶稣非常的尊重。
And at night he come to Jesus, is very respectful of Jesus.
他不仅听到了，他很可能都见到耶稣行过神迹。
It's not only hear the miracles that Jesus performed, probably he saw a couple of them.
然后他来见耶稣。
And he come to Jesus.
然后耶稣跟他有一番长谈。
And Jesus have a one-to-one conversation, a long conversation with him.
然后接下来，耶稣又到加利利，又到外邦人的地方去跟这个撒玛利亚妇人，也是一对一的一番长谈。
And then follow that, Jesus have another one-to-one conversation with the Samaritan or Gentile woman as a long conversation.
所以我们会看见耶稣总在撒种，总在传福音，无论对象是谁。
So you can see Jesus is always in the mood of sowing, and always a time to preach the gospel, no matter who the person is.
那么从人来看，一个是尼哥底母，一个是撒玛利亚妇人，哪一个更有可能给耶稣带来丰收呢
？And if your man's view, one is Nicodemus, the other is a Samaritan woman, which one actually would bring the harvest to Jesus?
谁？从人的眼光来看
，From man's view, people's view.
尼哥底母对不对
？It would be Nicodemus, right?
血统纯正的犹太人法利赛人
is a pure Jew
然后他本身就是律法师而且是官呐、啊、
He himself is a scribe and is a ruler
他如果信耶稣所说的福音的话他回去一讲那影响该会影响多少人啊
If he believed the gospel that Jesus speak to him and he go backHow many people he can have an influence to?
所以非常奇妙的就是，当耶稣跟尼哥底母讲话的时候，他的门徒也不在身边。
And it's a very interesting phenomenon is when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and his disciple is also not there.
我们想象一下，如果在那个时候耶稣的门徒在身边，我们要知道那个时候耶稣的门徒都是什么农民啊、渔夫啊、罪人啊。
And Let's imagine that what if his disciples are around at that time when Jesus talked to Nicodemus. Now, just remember, Jesus' disciples are like farmers and fishermen and maybe a tax collector, something like that.
他们一看，哇，这个德高望重的法利赛人尼哥底母来了，哇，我们一定要不要让他那么快就走啊。
And they probably think, wow, this decent, honorable man is coming, and a famous person coming, we probably should hold him.
耶稣对他好一点，说话客气一点。
And they might want to advise Jesus to say, hey, say something nice to him.
耶稣其实对尼哥底母说话也不太客气，是不是？就说你一个律法师，你这都不懂。
But you remember, actually, Jesus did not really very nice to Nicodemus. He basically said, "You're the teacher. You even don't understand this."
但是呢，尼哥底母他不仅自己不相信或者不理解耶稣所说的，他更没有说回去然后带领很多人来信耶稣，没有发生这个丰收。
So we can see in the Nicodemus case, actually the harvest didn't happen. Nicodemus himself don't believe, or maybe we say he don't understand how the things can happen. Not even mention he go back to speak to the other people.
他就走了。可以说耶稣在尼哥底母身上那个时候可以说浪费时间了，这个种子白撒了。
And you can see at that time, Jesus kind of wasted time with Nicodemus.
但是耶稣却跟这个撒玛利亚妇人又有一番长谈。
At the same time, that again, that Jesus have a long conversation with the Samaritan woman.
在人看来，或者在当时耶稣的门徒看来，这才是浪费时间，一点意义都没有。
And maybe people's view or his disciples' view at that time, probably they think there will be even more waste of time.
不会有什么回报的，撒玛利亚人怎么会听犹太人的话呢？
And you won't expect some return because Samaritan is not going to listen to a Jew.
那个时候又是白撒种，怎么可能有丰收呢？
And this is a waste of a seed. You cannot have a harvest.
但是耶稣却说，你看，丰收了。这个撒玛利亚妇人把全城的人都带来，要听福音呐、啊，要听神的话。
But that Jesus basically talked to disciples a lot. This is not time to believe, and the whole town of people come out want to hear Jesus.
所以这告诉我们，神的旨意，神奇妙的作为，往往不是我们所能想到
的。And that basically reminds us that God'sWell, and the way God's doing things may not what we can expect.
那我们的责任，耶稣告诉我们，不要觉得，什么时候该撒种，什么时候会收割，什么时候你都应该撒种，什么时候都会有收割，都会有丰收。
But even we don't not exactly know the way God's doing things, but we do have our responsibility, as Jesus told us. No.Don't try to figure out when is a good time to sow, when is a good time to reap. Any time is a good time to sow. Any time could be a time to reap.
所以我相信很多弟兄姊妹，当你们传福音的时候，你会发现有些人在你看来那是不可能信的，比如说我的爸爸妈妈。
So I believe that a lot of Christian brothers and sisters here, and when you try to preach the gospel to somebody,You have this concept in your mind. I don't think this person will come to believe. For example, my parents.
哎呀，我的爸爸妈妈在他们那个文化当中，在他们以前的那个传统当中，已经一辈子了，怎么可能改变呢？
And I would think of my parents is in their culture, in their tradition for their whole life. How can they change?
然后我爸妈妈眼一瞪，哎呦，我就不敢说话了。我怎么会给他传福音呢
？And or if my parents just look casually at me, I'm just scared. I dare not to preach the gospel to them again.
啊，这个不可能，这个不可能。
This is impossible.
啊，我去试一试跟别人传。
And maybe I can preach to somebody else.
还有人觉得，哎呀，我的孩子那没有办法跟他。
And someone will think my children is impossible to preach the gospel to.
啊，美国长大，美国受教育，哇，这个非常独立的。
They are educated in the U.S. and grew up in the U.S. They're very independent thinking.
啊，这个，他懂得比我多。
And they even know more than me.
我的孩子常常对我说：“你不懂美国，你对美国一窍不通。”我才懂啊。
My children is always talk to me. You don't know America. You have no clue about America.
甚至我看到有些小孩子很小很小就教他妈妈开车了。
And I can see that some very young kids actually teach his mother how to drive.
很多父母觉得，哎呀，我的孩子没办法传，那不可能啊。
And some of our parents think that we cannot preach the gospel to our children because that's kind of impossible. Is that true? It's not.
竭力去传。
It's just you need to press on to preach.
不知道什么时候丰收就会。
You don't know when it's time to reap.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
这个打水的撒玛利亚妇人看上去是一个最不可能相信耶稣的人。
And this Samaritan woman come to well to fetch the water is most unlike woman to be converted.
耶稣主动跟她说话，她刚开始对耶稣讲话不太客气的。
And Jesus actually actively approached him. And initially, she actually does not have a nice talk with Jesus.
那个女人对耶稣说：“你一个犹太人，为什么跟我撒玛利亚人说话？”
And the woman actually talked. She said, "Hey, you're a Jew. Why talk to me, a Samaritan?"
相反，那个尼哥底母来到耶稣面前就非常尊重耶稣。
In contrast, that Nicodemus, when he comes to Jesus, he is very respectful.
很虚心的来请教耶稣。哎，你说，我认真听。
And very humbly come to Jesus, say, "Hey, I would just speak. I just listen."
有什么用呢
？And what's the use?
听了半天也不信。
And in the end, he don't believe.
那个撒玛利亚妇人刚到耶稣，刚跟耶稣讲话的时候不客气的。
And the Samaritan woman, when he first come to Jesus, she is not very polite.
但是后来信。
But she come to believe.
并且带来了丰收，带了很多很多人。
And not only so, she brought a lot of people out of town to Jesus.
而且他们当中很多人后来怎么样，都信了。
And the Bible said, actually among them, a lot of them believed.
而且他们的信仰信心还很清楚。
And also their belief is not their belief is very clear and very crystal.
他们回去还跟那个女人说，就是我们不是因为你信的，我们真的就是因为耶稣，我们信耶稣的。
Because the last verse we just read tells us those people told this woman, "We come to believe is not because of you, but because of Jesus."
你不是我们的教皇。
And basically, you are not the pope of us.
你不是我们的牧人。
You are not the shepherd of us.
耶稣是。
And Jesus is.
非常的清楚。
And they are very clear.
所以呢，我们看到耶稣讲这个话，我们就知道，这就是信仰福音，你如何撒种，如何收割。
So here we, from teacher Jesus, we see our responsibility. How do we sow? How do we reap?
我以前就是有一个朋友跟我讲，就是不要在那些穷人呐、那些穷学生身上浪费太多时间。
And I remember once I have some my friend advised me. He said, "Don't spend the time among those college students. They probably have nothing."
还有一些。Homeless 啊，或者是穷人呐、
Or do not spend time in the homeless or poor people.
哎，你们可以去接触那些，发现你们可以接触到很多这个社会上层的人。
And some my friend advised, I find that you guys actually have the access to those people in the so-called elite class in the society.
你们多跟他们接近，多向他们传福音，他们很尊重你们。
If you can approach them, they are more respectful. They listen to you guys. Think about if they come to faith, how big the influence they could have.
那些 homeless 那些穷学生，他信主了，他能够影响几个人呢？
But if you think of the college student or homeless and how much impact they could have.
后来我一听到那个朋友讲那个话，我就觉得不对。
But when I hear this, my friend's advice, I don't feel right.
耶稣不是这样的。
But Jesus is not like this.
耶稣给任何人都传。
Jesus preached to everybody.
耶稣去到有钱人家做客，去到法利赛人家做客。
And Jesus went to the wealthy family and a Pharisee's home to be a guest.
然后耶稣也跟罪人在一起吃饭，耶稣也是罪人的朋友。
And also Jesus eat with the sinners and is a friend of sinners.
很多穷人，很多卑微的人，很多渺小的人，他们都来到耶稣这里。
A lot of poor people, humble people come to Jesus.
耶稣总在撒种。
Jesus always sow.
对，我们今天我们传福音，我们要知道，没有什么在上帝的眼中，没有什么事情是不可能的。
So today when we try to preach the gospel, we have to come to understand it's nothing is impossible in the sight of God.
我们勇敢地跟我们的父母传福音。
We just need to be boldly to preach our gospel to our parents.
我们勇敢地跟我们的孩子传福
音。We need to boldly preach the gospel to our children.
我们勇敢地在公司里跟我们的老板、跟我们的同事传福音。
We should boldly preach our gospel to our boss in our working place, our colleagues in our working place.
圣经还有一个地方告诉我们，流泪撒种必欢呼。
And the Bible teaches the soul in tears shall reap in joy.
不是每一次撒种都立刻看到收割。
It's not every time when you sow you see the harvest.
撒种有一次，有很多时候是非常痛苦的，非常孤独的过程。
And sometimes the soul is a very, very pain and a very lonely process.
但是，你在这个痛苦，你在这个孤独的过程，你享受最大的喜。
But in this process of loneliness and this painfulness, you enjoy, you have the great joy.
我那天我看到有个朋友啊，他很喜欢一项运动。
And I have a friend, I saw a friend, and he likes a kind of sports.
然后他在这个运动上，他花很多钱。
And he spent a lot of money in this sport.
啊，这 outdoor 的，这是一个户外的。
This is the outdoor sports.
然后有一天我碰到他说，哎呀，我今天去进行了这项运动。
And so one day I ran into him, he told me, hey, today I got this, work on this sports.
那他说，哎呀，真是不太好，流了一身汗。
And he said, well, I'm kind of sweat.
我听这个话，我感到很奇怪。
And I kind of feel a little strange.
你真的喜欢这个运动？
Do you really enjoy the sport?
这 outdoor 的运动啊，就是要流汗呐。
And this the outdoor sports is supposed to sweat.
就是要把身体弄脏啊。
You'll be get yourself very dirty.
甚至就是要把这里痛的青一块肿一块啊。
Or even that it's meant to be like hurt yourself a little bit, stretch your muscle.
这个就是乐趣所在啊。
And that's what the joy is for the sports.
你爱这个运动，你就要出去，你就要流汗，你就要摔倒，你就要把自己弄痛。越这样，你越开心呢，我享受了。
If you love this sports, then you gotta go out, you gotta sweat, you gotta stretch much muscles, and maybe fall, maybe get up. That's the joy you're supposed to have. You're supposed to enjoy.
然后你欢欢喜喜的回来，你对你的爸爸说：“我今天好开心，我流汗了。”我摔倒了，我又爬起来了，我好开心。
Then you should come back to talk to your parents. I'm so happy today. I got the sports. I sweat a lot, and I fall. I get up. I'm very excited about it.
你不是回来对你爸爸说，哎呀，我今天出去，哎呀，流汗了，衣服弄破了。
You're not come back and say to your parents some kind of, oh, I'm so sad. I'm sweat. I kind of got dirty in the sun.
然后。就感到很奇怪了，算了，你不要说你自己喜欢这项运动。
So that's why I feel kind of strange. If you that attitude, then you shouldn't say you love this sport.
你越是流泪撒种，越是付代价去传福音，你享受越大的乐趣，因为你在做你爱的事情。
So for the preached gospel, the more we go out, even in the lonely and the painful way we sow, and you still have a great joy because you love.
耶稣谈到撒种和收割的喜乐。
And Jesus talked about the joy that for the sowing and the joy for the reaping.
有的时候你看上去是撒种，其实你是在收割。
And sometimes it seems like you're sowing, but actually you are in the harvest mode.
耶稣在给那个撒玛利亚夫人传福音，其实耶稣收获了一个灵魂。
And Jesus is preached the gospel to this woman. He's sowing at the same time he harvests a soul.
啊，这一个灵魂里面后来有很多很多的灵魂，它带有很多很多的灵魂来了耶稣。
And this soul also brought a lot of soul to Jesus.
撒种是孤独和痛苦的过程。
It could be a lonely and painful process when you sow.
但是这也是喜。
This is what joy is at.
因为只有这样，我们可以经历耶稣的同在。
And only in this way we can experience the presence of Jesus Christ.
耶稣颁布大使命，耶稣说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
When Jesus gave his great commission, he said, go, make a disciple of nations, and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them the things that I have commanded to you, so that I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们很多很多弟兄姊妹啊，都很喜欢一首歌，就是耶稣同在就是天堂。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters love a song. I think there's one verse said, is that the presence of Jesus Christ is the heaven.
那是最美好的时光。
Because that's the most beautiful moment.
但是很多时候我们不觉得我们就是做基督徒好像很幸福很开心。
But a lot of times we, as a Christian, we don't feel that life moment is very exciting and very happy.
为什么会这样呢？为什么没有经历耶稣的同在呢
？Why it's not like this? Why we don't have the experience the presence of God, Jesus Christ?
因为你没有传福音。
Because you haven't preached the gospel.
因为你没有去撒种。
Because you didn't go out to sow.
你也当然经历不了收获的喜乐。
Of course, you cannot have the joy of the reap.
你没有去遵行大使命。
Because you didn't follow the great commission.
耶稣说你遵行大使命，耶稣说他与你同在。
Jesus said you follow the great commission, that I'll be with you.
然后耶稣说只要神在我们身边，无论是青草地，无论是死荫的幽谷，我们是何等的平安，何等的喜乐。
And then some told us, no matter, as long as Jesus is present with us, no matter is the green pasture or the valley of death, we are always have a joy.
耶稣也告诉我们，那人撒种，这人收割。
And Jesus also said that one sow, the other reaps.
耶稣说我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的。
And Jesus said, I sent you to reap the things you didn't labor for.
别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦。
And somebody labored, and you enjoy what they labored.
我们再一起来读一处圣经，约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Let's read another scripture. It's found in John chapter 12, verse 24.
我们看到一起来读约翰福音十二章二十四节起，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。谁为我们死在十字架上
？Who died on the cross for us?
主耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ.
今天我们做任何神的工，我们给任何人去传福音，我们不要算作我们自己的功劳。
So today, no matter what kind of work we do for God and preach the gospel to other people, we don't want to count as our own virtue.
耶稣付了代价。
Because Jesus paid the price.
就像使徒保罗说的，他很那个时候很多人说，哎呀，我们跟从保罗，我们是属保罗的。
Just like Apostle Paul said. At that time, there's a lot of people said, oh, we are belong to Paul.
然后结果保罗说，我为你们钉十字架了吗？
And but Paul said to them, do I crucify for you?
不，耶稣为你们钉了十字架。
No, I didn't. Jesus did.
你们应该跟从的，你们应该信靠，你们应该从属的是主耶稣，你们应该做耶稣的跟从者，耶稣的仆人。
What you should follow, what you should belong to is Jesus Christ. You should be the servant of Jesus Christ. You should be the follower of Jesus Christ.
保罗说，虽然我传福音，我受很多很多的患难，我受很多很多的磨难，我坐牢那么多年，但是保罗说我仍然是一个罪人。
And Paul said, even I preach the gospel, and with so many tribulation and so many suffering, I'm even in the prison so many years, but in the end, I'm still the chief of the sinner. But I'm a sinner with the grace. And am not worthy of any glory and praise. The only one who is worthy of the grace and glory and praise is the Lord Jesus Christ.
是耶稣牺牲他自己。
And it's Jesus Christ, he sacrificed himself.
是耶稣成为那一个种子，死了。
And it's Jesus Christ himself become that seed and he died.
然后他从死里复活，他成为出俗的果子。
And then he raised from dead and he become the first fruit.
然后所有信靠耶稣的人，我们也得着新造的生命，我们也得着永生的盼望。
Then all who trust him, we have this new life. We have this hope.
我们都是耶稣所结出的果子。
And we are all the fruit that bear by Jesus Christ.
所以无论我们如何去传福音，如何我们如何艰难孤独的去撒种，我们要知道我们不是真正付代价的那一个，是耶稣。
So let's remind us that no matter how hard we sow, we preach the gospel, how lonely and how sad and during the process, we are not the one.Actually, pay the price.
然后愿我们每一个人在传福音的过程当中，那在撒种的过程当中，让我们也经历那样的一个喜乐。
So may that during the process of sowing, we can really experience the joy of reap.
让我们也看到上帝的亲自在做，不是我们在做，上帝亲自在做。
So we can see that during when we preach the gospel, it is God.Himself is doing the work.
我们也看见，那得救的灵魂归给神，那是何等美好的丰收。
And we can see how great harvest we can have when the saved soul it God gave to God.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界。
We thank you, you gave us Jesus Christ and will come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督，上帝无罪的羔羊，上帝的独生爱子，担负我们的罪，牺牲他自己在十字架上。
We thank Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, and sacrificed himself, died on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead and buried, and the third day raised from the dead.
让这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So all those who trust him will not be perished, but have eternal life.
并且让我们在这地上，短暂的一生有了永恒的意义和价值。
And also that make us the short life on this earth have the eternal meaning.
让我们有那真正最重要的使命。
And we have this most important mission.
就是我们要传福音，把这好消息。带给这世界。
That is, we're going to preach the gospel and bring this good news to the world.
无论我们传福音的过程是多么的困难，多么的孤独，多么的不被世界所接受。
No matter this process how difficult, how loneliness, how rejected by this world.
愿神的话语光照我们，让我们看见，我们流泪撒种的必定欢呼收割。
May the Lord's word encourage us, so we see that we sow in tears, but we'll be reaped in joy.
让我们也经历，因为我们做神的工，我们行使这大使命，我们也经历从神来的宝足，从神来的喜乐。
And because we carry out this great commission, we also in the process we enjoy the satisfaction and joy from God.
这是从天上来的美好的滋味，是在这个世界上永远没有办法尝得到的。
We have this great taste from heaven that this earth cannot give.
一个人成为那撒种的人，也经历与神同在的喜乐。
May each one of us become a people, a person who sow in the seed and enjoy the joy from God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经上告诉我们说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于那不能坏的种子，不是由于那能